But tonight is actually a very, very special night in the Islamic calendar. In general, I've spoken to you about Sha'ban. Sha'ban is the month before Ramadan. And Sha'ban was considered one of the greatest months for the Prophet ﷺ and the Sahaba. When the month of Sha'ban would come, you would see the Prophet ﷺ preparing and actively becoming excited because the next month of Ramadan was about to enter. One time one of the Sahaba asked the Prophet ﷺ, and I think it was Anas, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, which are the best fasts that someone can do outside of Ramadan? And the Prophet ﷺ said, the fast of Sha'ban in honor of Ramadan. Meaning fasting the month of Sha'ban in honor of Ramadan is one of the some of the greatest fasts that you can do. In another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ was asked why he fasted so regularly in Sha'ban. And the Prophet ﷺ said that in this month, the deeds of the people are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I want that my deeds be presented before Allah in a state that I'm fasting. In other ahadith, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, they relate that the Prophet ﷺ never fasted a complete month, but, except Ramadan, and the only other month that he fasted almost a complete month is the month of Sha'ban, in which he fasted the majority of its days. And in some other narrations we have the narration that the Prophet ﷺ actually fasted the entire month of Sha'ban. In another hadith, someone asked the Prophet ﷺ, why is Sha'ban your most favorite month of fasting? And the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month makes a list of the people who will die in the upcoming year. And I want that I fast in that state. So there are so many blessings to the month of Sha'ban as a whole. Now within Sha'ban, now there's a couple of things that you should know about the month of fasting in the month of Sha'ban. So fasting these months prepares you for Ramadan. It allows you to jump into Ramadan ready on day one. Rather than, you know, if I just put you in a marathon and could run it, you'd fatigue by the end. But if you train and you train and you train, then from the very first step of the marathon to the very last step of the marathon, you're able to maximize your ability. Similarly in Ramadan, if you train previously, prior to it, remove the excesses from your life, increase your fasting, increase your prayers, increase your tilawah, decrease your connection with the world, decrease your connection with spirits or politics or world events or whatever things we watch or occupy our minds, and begin to focus more on Allah, then from day one you enter Ramadan running. And then on the 30th day you will see that your iman has reached new heights. So that's the first point. The second point is that the Prophet ﷺ used to fast the majority of the month, but he used to advise people not to fast the majority of the month so that you don't get tired. So the first 15 days are really the best days to fast. And you should definitely not fast one or two days before Ramadan, because the Prophet ﷺ has clearly told us not to do that. And in another hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said to fast up till the 15th of Sha'ban so that we don't tire out in the latter half of the month. So these last few days of Sha'ban, and today being the 15th of Sha'ban, and tomorrow being the 15th day of Sha'ban, were really great opportunities to fast. You can still continue to fast, but definitely don't fast the one or two days before Ramadan. Now, within the month of Sha'ban, there is a special night on the 15th of Sha'ban, and in Arabic it's called Laylatul Bara'a. Bara'a means freedom, the night of freedom. In this particular night, the Prophet ﷺ has told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives as many people as the number of people that he forgives are equivalent to the number of hairs on the sheep of Bani Kalb. Bani Kalb was a tribe at the time of the Prophet ﷺ that lived in Medina. And they used to live between two valleys. And it said that their specialty was raising sheep. And they used to raise their sheep and their goats so much that if you would go in their valley, the entire valley you would see these animals just in the whole valley, filling the whole valley. Now imagine each of these animals probably has, what, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of individual hairs? And then they have tons of animals. They were known for their specialty in breeding these animals and raising these animals. And the Prophet ﷺ said that on Laylatul Bara'a, on the night of freedom, so many people are freed from hellfire as there are hairs on all of the sheep and the animals of Bani Kalb. So this is really a special, special night. That on this particular night, those people who seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness, those people who turn to their Lord, those people who increase their remembrance, those people who seek His mercy, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend it on this particular night. In another hadith, we find that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recommend that people pray the night and fast the day for the 15th. So, the idea here is that this is a very, very special night. And I talked about some of the things that you should do. One thing you can do is to increase your prayers. Another thing you can do is to increase your Quran. Another thing you can do is to increase your good deeds. So these are things that you should do in particular, and this is what we see the Prophet ﷺ doing. Things you shouldn't do. You shouldn't purposely gather for this night. You know, if we purposely held a gathering just for this night and said we're gathering only to meet for this night and we're just going to give speeches about this night and we'll all go home. That's not what the purpose of this night is. And you don't see the Sahaba doing this. So this is not recommending. The recommendation for this night is an individual recommendation. That you individually examine your heart. You individually examine yourself. You individually look. Where do I stand? Where do I want to be? Where is my place going to be on the Day of Judgment if I were to judge myself? And ask yourself and then make sincere forgiveness with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on an individual basis. So this is a night where you go home and you worship and you ask on your own. It's an individual type of thing. It's extra. It's not something that's required as part of the community. So my job, and it so happened randomly that this class fell on this night, is to remind myself and to remind all of us here that we should use this night wisely. Don't go home and get on the phone or turn on some sports game or watch your favorite TV show. Just put that away for a day. And use this night to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sincerely change us, to forgive us, and to increase us in His love and in the following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and submission towards Him. So this is a very, very special night. Don't underestimate it. And don't waste it. That would be the most deplorable of all acts, to waste this particular opportunity. Now, the second thing that I want to highlight from this, and it has to do with partly with this and partly with the coming of Ramadan, is that the month of Ramadan is coming. And it's obviously the most special month that we have. And it's some of the most special time that you'll ever in the month of Ramadan that you never experience. Certain tears will fall down your eyes. Certain tears will run down your spine. Certain things happen in Ramadan that just don't happen at any other time. So you have to prepare for this month. And we've talked about this last week, and I'm going to keep repeating until the month comes. Begin now. Set up a schedule of reading Quran now, so that you enter the month with that schedule. Set up a schedule of praying extra prayers now, so you enter that month with that schedule. Begin to disconnect from the mundane things that you do in your daily life. Now, you know, the biggest thing is, unfortunately, all this news and current events that you watch every day. And so many of us have become addicted to it. We have to know what's going on every single day with the news because of the current events. Forget about the current events. The world is going to continue to run when you're not here. There will come a day when you will die and you will be in your grave. The newspaper will still be printed the next day. CNN will still continue to run the next day. The world will still continue their battles for land and all the different things that occur. Nothing is going to change except that you will be in your grave and you won't be asked about what happened in X country or Y country. You'll be asked about your own deed. You'll be asked what you did with your own time. So rather than watching the soap opera that's going on in the world and the board game that people are playing, ignore it. Get disconnected from it now. One, it depresses you. Two, it's disgusting to watch. And three, it takes away your attention from the realities of the world. The reality of the world is that we are not here permanently. We have to move on. We have to answer for our own deeds. We're not going to have to answer for what's going on over there, except that maybe we made dua for them or whatever, as their right might be. For example, all the innocent Afghani people that are dying. But the point remains is that we have to answer for ourselves. And Ramadan is a time when you have an opportunity to correct and rectify your own life. So use it wisely. If you disconnect now from the habits of watching TV and reading the paper and CNN and all these things, and all these internet sites that we visit, if you disconnect now, by the time Ramadan comes, these things won't be in your mind and you'll be able to focus. But otherwise, even in the month of Ramadan, you'll be running home to watch CNN. You'll cut your prayers short because you want to go check the latest internet site. You'll rush in the morning to read the newspaper instead of reading Quran, and your life will continue to remain the same as it is. And that's the most disgusting outcome that you can get from Ramadan. How deplorable it is that somebody enter the month of Ramadan when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drops His infinite mercy upon the Ummah, and we would begin Ramadan and end Ramadan in the exact same miserable state. That would be a huge loss. You could lose everything in this world, but if you lost your iman, then and only then will you never have a replacement. You might lose your degree, you'll still get a job. You might lose some money in the bank, you'll still make more money later. But if you lose your connection with Allah, there is no one in the world that can give you a connection like it. There's nothing in the world that can fulfill your heart like Allah can. And there's no greater person to emulate than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So use these upcoming days, over and over and over again, the same message. Use your upcoming days, inshallah.